Muslim refugees were relocated to a remote island in the Bay of Bengal on Saturday. The move came despite opposition from human rights groups concerned about the site's vulnerability to storms and flooding. This brings to around 6,700 the number of Rohingya refugees that Bangladesh has moved to the island of Basanchar since December. Bangladesh says the relocation is voluntary, but some of the first group of refugees who were relocated spoke of being coerced. The government also says overcrowding in refugee camps in the Cox's Bazar district fuels crime. The Rohingya are a minority group who fled violence in neighboring Buddhist-majority Myanmar. They are not allowed to move off their new island home, which is several hours' journey away from the southern port. Some refugees did tell journalists they moved to escape violence in the camps where they were previously housed and to have a better life. Hundreds of Tunisians marched in the capital on Saturday to protest against police abuses they say are endangering freedoms won in the 2011 revolution that swept away authoritarian rule. And hundreds of riot police confronted the demonstrators, leading to scuffles. There have been near daily protests since mid-January, the anniversary of Tunisia's revolution that sparked uprisings across the region in 2011, known as the Arab Spring. Tunisia was the only Arab state to emerge with a democratic system in place. Police have arrested more than 1,000 people during the demonstrations over the past 2 weeks. The protesters are upset about financial inequality, the marginalization of the poor, and what they say have been heavy-handed police tactics. This is VOA News. Russian businessman Arkady Rotenberg said Saturday that he owns a huge palace in southern Russia.